Father God. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much, Jesus, for everyone that came tonight. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you wash through every single one of them. Just heal them, Father God, of their worries and their concerns, their nightmares, Father God, financial problems, medical problems, starting over, Father God, relationship problems, Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you help people with illness, other family members, Father God, that are sick, Lord. I pray that those with financial concerns and worries of tomorrow will just lay all of that at the foot of the cross. Just release it. Lay it at the foot of your cross, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Those that are wounded, those that are afraid, those that are frightened, just repent of anything you know you need to repent of tonight. Father God, I repent of being rude to people on the phone during business, Lord. I repent, Father God, of not giving people respect and patience. I repent of angering quickly, Father God. Whatever it is that you need to repent for, just repent for privately and just make Jesus aware that you know what it is you need to work on. Father God, I repent of being not being a good example all the time, Father God. Lord, I'm trying to be the leader you want me to be. Father God, I pray, Lord, that the words that I teach tonight, Father God, are from you, Jesus. I pray, Father God, that anything in my flesh, Lord, is just evaporated, Father God. I pray that you anoint me, Lord, to preach your word tonight. Father God, I pray that those with ears that can hear, Father God, the word of God, that it resonates in their souls, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they hear the word and they use it as an armor, Father God. Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to go back to basics, Lord. We just want to go back to the basics, Father God. Jesus, give me the teaching you want me to teach tonight, Father. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to jump into the Word because some of us have to leave early, and then we'll do praise reports afterwards and things of that nature. And I just, you know, you do. You can come get it online. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. So tonight we're going to be learning about... you know, all the time, God is continually changing me. God is continually morphing me. God is continually putting things on my heart that I need to change about myself. And I know they're from God because I'll be sitting in traffic and all of a sudden I feel like I am in a really sunny thing where it's like the sun is just beating down on my face and I could feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit. And you know, it's like my eyelashes and my lips and the tips of my nose and the tips of my ears are tingling. And I know that this is an anointed message, and I know that this is from God, and I know that it's huge. And I know that everybody needs to get this tonight, because regardless of all of the teachings that you hear, regardless of all of the stuff, you know, that you're reading about, what it really boils down to is that we are all on the road of Christ and we all need to mature as Christians. And I am extremely immature as a Christian, and I want to mature myself, and I want to better myself, and I want to become a better Christian. You know, when we come to a study of the qualities that describe, you know, a good, honest, wholesome, good Christian leader, what it really boils down to is leading by example. And, you know, that is an amazing trait. You have to learn that trait, leading by example. It's so hard because that really separates the men from the boys and the ladies from the girls. You know, you can talk the Christian walk. You can act like a Christian. You know, you can hang out with other Christians. You know, you can go to the Wednesday night care group. You can go to Sunday. You can go do fellowship, you know, chat and do, you know, all this stuff. But what it really boils down to is how many people can you count on one hand that lead by being a good example? You know, since becoming Christ-like makes one an example to follow, we're going to begin there. A mature Christian is someone who is a model, a pace setter, someone who influences others in positive ways according to biblical standards. You know, Pastor Da is an amazing leader. You know, and Pastor Lau is an amazing preacher. He's really anointed. But you know what? Some people have different giftings in the body of Christ. Neil is an amazing teacher. Mary Jo is an amazing prophet. Brenda is an amazing prophet. Pyrot is an amazing prophet. Whatever your gifting is, you know, it all comes down to, are you living a righteous life? Are you being a good example of Christ? Are you honestly letting Christ change you? And are people wanting to know Jesus based upon the way that you live your life? And when I looked at my life, I was embarrassed. You know, there's coarse joking still. There's, you know, I am telling you, I can honestly sit there on a highway and I can watch people drive down the highway in rush hour, and I can tell you how anointed they are spiritually. Some people cheat a little bit and they get into the fast lane and they go for it to get ahead of all the slow guys, then get over. Some people just go for it in the fast lane with no kids. Some people, they speed until they get around others. Some people, they do such dangerous things on the highway at 70 miles an hour just to get in front of the others. It just, they're all breaking the law. I feel like making a big poster like, how do you freeway? With some girl like in a yoga outfit all stretched out, you know? How are you doing your freeway? Are you driving 55 or are you one of these guys? And, you know, as I began thinking about all the things in the world that I do, I am not being a good example of Christ, you know? Modeling Christian virtues is true spirituality, is crucial to an effective ministry. And without biblical and godly models, we are just cast into a restless sea that can only toss up and it goes over and over again. You know, you will never be the Christian you want to be until you start leading by example. And this is the message God has been giving me for the past 6 months. This trial that I am going through right now is custom tailored to me learning how to be a good example. Every trial that you're going through is custom tailored to exactly what you need to learn. And the saints in heaven, those 2-3% of every generation since the beginning of time that believed in God, that are up in heaven, they're watching us like a big board game. It's probably called Earth. Maybe it's on Saturday nights, I don't know. But it's the most popular show there is, you know, and they tune in right when the guy's getting drunk or right when someone's getting ready to sin, and they're praying that you're going to make it through without sinning. They're praying that you're going to become more Christ-like. People can never be biblical leaders and truly mature until they come to realize that God has called you to be an example to others. I have screwed it up so many times. You know, people come up to me, they're like, wow. It's like, what do? Where are you from? Where do you live? You know, where do you work? And I screw it up. Now I try to respond with like, you know, I work, you know, la da da, but I'm a Christian, you know, I go to church, you know, or when people ask me anything, like, well, how did you make this work? Or how were you so successful doing this or whatever? I say, you know what? It wasn't me. It was Jesus. I try to give all the glory to Jesus. And I realized I was spending the last 10 years of my life leading a lie. I wasn't really being a good Christian. I wasn't like giving God all the glory. But the more you give God the glory, every single time someone asks you about something, you, less of me, more of Jesus. Less of me, more of Jesus. That begins to radiate and you begin to permeate an anointing that is just indescribable to teach you guys. It's like you get, I was thinking about all of this and I got pulled over by a state trooper today going north to visit my mom and got out of the ticket. It's just an anointing that comes over you that just gives you the power to do stuff. You know, people can never be biblical leaders and truly mature until they come to realize that they have to be a good example. You know, as the Lord pointed out, a disciple is not greater than his teacher, but everyone, when fully trained, will be like his teacher. You know, the Lord was showing that one's true spirituality or one's true godliness is revealed in her actions. And that's really what it boils down to. What kind of actions do you take, you know, when you're stuck, when you're in this worldly situation with your girlfriends? What action do you take? You know, when you're in a worldly situation at work, what action do I take as a leader? Am I being real, true, godly example? Students, sons, daughters, you know, they tend to emulate their leaders and their parents and their guardians. And the tendency is for us to like shy away from this responsibility and reality. I know that I myself as a father always want to shy away from this responsibility of good being a good leader. You know, I mean, let's just cut to the chase, shall we? How many of us drink and we're still thirsty? How many of us get dressed but we're still cold? How many of us make all this money and we're still not happy? How many of us, it seems like we want the next best, greatest thing, the next greatest software, the next greatest whatever. The latest iOS update from iPhone 4 isn't going to make me happy. You know, it's not. But yet I mentally think it's going to make me happy. You know? And we're sitting in a world right now where we drive in a vehicle with four tires and we go down the highway and we can get in a plane that takes off and goes from point A to point B and be in another country in 13 hours. And we communicate. I mean, I call my guys all over the world. My cell phone was on to Pakistan today with a developer and the UK with another one. I mean, it's becoming a world economy, you know? And it's like, I am telling you straight up right here and right now, that you have got to lead by example. It is the greatest way to prosperity, the greatest way to sales. Since I began to do this, my office has turned around. Since me and Mark have began to try to better ourselves, we're sharpening each other. You know, we're sharpening each other, you know? Since we begin to better ourselves, I mean, we've got deals coming in the door. We got people interested. You know, God will begin, once you radiate, and God notices you, it's like looking out over a valley of lilies and you can notice one that's radiating red in a sea of yellow lilies. When you are really on fire for Christ and you really want to be a godly example, you will find changes. God, the Holy Spirit will help you. Let's go read some scripture. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. And the next one's going to be 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Who's got the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1? Go ahead.
Pattern yourself after me. Follow my example as I imitate and follow Christ the Messiah.
Amen. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Who's got 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. You become imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcome the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. and you became imitators of us and in the Lord when you received the message with joy that comes from the Holy Spirit despite great affliction. That means you were trying to be a good example of Christ. It doesn't matter if you're a good example of Christ when the money's coming in, when everything's fantastic, when you've got, you know, when there seems like there's no problems, when everyone in your family's perfectly healthy, when everything's going great. Oh man, can I be a really good example of Christ? But I need to learn how to be a good example of Christ when, you know, my mom's dropped with a stroke, when my grandmother has a heart attack, when we're going through hard times. That's when I need to emulate and be a good example of Christ, because that's when it counts, right then and right there. You know, we have no choice in being an example of some kind and having an impact on those around us, but we do have the choice of what kind of witness we can provide to people. And I am making a commitment right now that I am going to try to be a better Christian and a better example to people around me. And, you know, someone's going to follow me. Someone's going to be influenced by me, you know. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. Who's got Philippians chapter 3, 17 and 18?
Got it.
Okay.
Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
Amen. Amen. We need Christian maturity that provides people with real, honest-to-God examples of authentic, Christ-like living. I am so thankful that Neil is my father-in-law. He is a really good example of Christ. I am so thankful that Arash is my pastor. He is a really good example of Christ. I am so thankful that Pastor Da is my friend and she lives so close to me. She is a really good example of Christ. And they radiate as being a good example of Christ. And, you know, it's, you guys, you eventually get to a place where you can't fake it anymore. You eventually are pushed in to the edge of a valley when you want to take your next step spiritually with Jesus. When you really want to take the next step and you really want to be a good Christian and you've identified all the problems in your life. I'm not talking about quitting drinking, quit smoking weed, quit smoking cigarettes, quit doing drugs, quit popping pills, quit, you know, goofing off on the weekends, all that stuff. That's great. And there are a lot of people on the road to Christ that quit those things. But I am talking about after that's all said and done and there's that hidden stuff in the closet. You eventually will get to a valley and you will look back behind you all the way to the beginning of time and the line of your people. And the only way to get across that valley is with a bridge. And that bridge is only made of faith. That is it, man. And there's a lot of people stuck there and they're sitting there by the valley and they don't see the bridge. They see Christians coming and walking over to the other side, but they do not themselves see the bridge because it's built on faith. And the only way to really walk over that valley and get on the other side is by faith and by being a good example in Jesus Christ. You've got to do it. You have got to do it. Mature Christians and leaders have a responsibility to maintain a consistent example. I mean, not only do I realize all of my faults, but I realize like how bad of an example I've been, you know? And this, you guys, is a constant theme in the Bible. Other than the raw power of the word itself, nothing is so, you know, determinative for spiritual change in the lives of others as one's own example. You know, let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. This is an amazing scripture. It's an amazing scripture. Hebrews chapter, go ahead.
For it was they who brought you to the word of God. Observe attentively and consider their manner of living, the outcome of their well-spent lives, and imitate their faith, their conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ, and their leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness.
Amen. Amen. When you don't become a good example, there are many different walks in this Christian life we have. And the longer I'm a Christian, the more immature I realize that I am. I thought I was so mature after I got saved the first time. I thought I was so mature. And I look back on it now and I was so immature. And then 3 years after that, I thought I was mature. And I look back on it now and I didn't know anything. 3 years after that, I was a worship leader and I thought I was really spiritually mature. And I didn't know anything. As we walk along this Christian life, you know, we leave pieces of clothing and items that Christ wants us to drop on the road. And as we become more spiritual, and as we become closer to Christ, and as we work on all of the things that Jesus wants us to work on, and each one of us is different. Each one of us knows what our weaknesses are. Each one of us knows what our sins are. Each one of us knows the things that we do that are wrong. And we strive to work on that. And as you beat around the bush, you eventually get to the valley. And the only way over the valley, the only way over this valley is with a bridge of faith. And you guys have really got to learn how to really start having faith and start being a good example in Christ. Amen. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. This is a really amazing teaching. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 to 16 is a really amazing. The whole scripture itself is a little mini teaching Timothy gives that's amazing. Go ahead.
Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Amen. The apostle begins with command and teach these things. A warning against legalistic doctrines, which have their source in demonic influence. But Timothy's ability for this is dependent on two things contextually. A, nourishing his own soul with the words of faith. B, being an example for other believers. Failure to be a solid example ruins, or at least gravely hinders, one's credibility because it causes others to look down on and reject your ministry. You know, I have been...
Say the last thing again.
Failure to be a good example ruins, or at least gravely hinders, one's credibility because it causes others to look down on your ministry. So it's like, when you're a bad example out in the world, no one's going to believe what you say. You got to walk the walk in the dark, not just in the light, you know, and it's very, very hard, you know, it's not easy. You know, let's go to Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. I'll read that. Titus 2, 6 through 8. Encourage younger men, likewise, to be self-controlled. I have self-controlled. We know what he's talking about. Showing yourself to be an example of good works in every way. In your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and a sound message that cannot be criticized, so that any opponent will be at a loss because he has nothing evil to say about us. Sound doctrine and a sound message that cannot be criticized. You know, we have got to basically start being better examples of Christians. Everybody's stuck. How do you Christian? Are you Christian Sunday Christian? Okay, cool, girl. Are you Wednesday, Sunday Christian? Oh, cool. Are you kind of sort of Christian in the daylight, but you go out and party at night? Cool. You know, which, how what Christian category do you fit in? You know, I, for the last 3 years, have pulled back so much dark, grotesque sin in my life. You know, I mean, I'm being hard on myself, but even at the point of like, I don't even want to go out and have, even if it's Christmas, I might have a drink now. This is what it's come down to. If I am, if it's Christmas Eve and I'm with my friends in my house and no one can come in and I'm safe. Or if I'm on vacation, I'm with my friends on a beach and no one's around to see me take my one drink. That's where I'm at right now because I just do not want to like bump people. I just don't want people to say, I mean, how would you feel if you were walking down holding your wife's hand in Kirkland and you saw Neil and Mary Jo stumble out of the Kirkland pub drunk? I mean, I don't know about you, but I would be backslid all the way back to the beginning. I mean, I would go on a rampage that night. I mean, I would use that as an excuse to go all the way back to high school. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we would wake up in an alley in Seattle and, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying that it's those examples of other people's lives that are the anchors in your life. Be an anchor in somebody's life. Every night, every single night, you can ask Jamel this, me and my three children have Bible study. We sing a little song. We do a little teaching. I mean, they're quick vibes. They're like 10-minute Bible studies, sometimes three. But they get prayed for every single night. I'm trying to be a good example for them. I'm trying to be a good example for my wife. I'm trying to be a good example for my coworkers. I'm trying to be a good example to my friends. And by the way, if you're afraid like, oh, my friends are going to leave me, they probably will. I'm telling you right now. I lost all of my friends, okay? And as I become closer to Christ, I lose ones that have been hanging in there for 20 years. Look, man, I'm sorry, but I'm out of here, all right? So, you know, but you make better friends, amen? But some of them you try to turn, and some of them come to church. Some of them, they turn, you know, and they come to church and they get saved, amen? So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3. And that'll be the end of the Bible study, and then we can do praise requests. Amen. Who's got 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3? Amen.
Not domineering as arrogant, dictatorial, and overbearing persons over those in your charge, but being examples, patterns, and models of Christian living to the flock.
Amen. This is a really powerful scripture, and the reason why I put it last is because this is the scripture for me. I need to quit being overbearing. I need to quit being like this guy. I want to really be gentle, humble, good example of Christ. You know, some people are what we might call controllers, and these people who seek to dominate or to lord over others, you know, to try to get followers. But in doing so, they ruin their own capacity to be an example of Christ-like leadership. You know, and Peter warns us in this passage of the tendency to lead by dominating, a characteristic that is typical in this world, but that should not exist in the body of Christ. So I have to really be careful because my whole management style has been domineering. You know, I domineer over everybody. I lord over them all, you know, and I got to quit doing that. You know, so everybody's learning. I'm learning. You know, everybody. You know, there is nobody on this earth that is without sin. You know, basically, in closing, in order for mature Christians and leaders to become examples, you must develop a number of Christ-like qualities that allows other people to follow you, even if it's just one. So my thing that I'm promising this week, the thing that I really, really want to do this week is every time someone gives me a compliment or asks me, how do you do this or how do you get that or, you know, why are you so happy? And I can't believe people are saying that to me now because it's been like horrible winter. I'm just going to say it's not me, it's just Jesus. I'm not kidding you. Do you know Jesus? You're kidding me, right? Dude, you got to come to Bible study on Wednesday. You know?
I love that people always know that you're a Christian. I try to, I want to be more like that.
Yeah, it's nice when people know you're a Christian. Yeah, the people know you're a Christian?
Yeah, I hope they do.
I mean, is that what you mean?
She's giving you a compliment. She's saying that.
Oh, that people know I'm a Christian? Yeah. Oh,
I'm saying I want to be more like that.
Oh, well, amen. Amen. You are more like that. You are more like that. So let's end in prayer. Dear Father God, dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much, Father God, for this teaching, Lord. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the words that you spoke tonight, Father God, that they resonate in everyone's soul tonight, Father God, that we all leave tonight, Father God, wanting to be a better example, Father God, wanting to lead, Father God, by example, Lord, wanting to bring people to know you by example, Lord. And I pray, Father God, that we all pass the test. Something's going to happen tonight or tomorrow, Father God. We will have to make a decision in front of others. And I pray, Father God, that we make the right decision. Amen.